It's a basic American instinct to respond to crises when help is needed, to confront the afflicted, an American instinct summoned by the collective strength of the American people that we see come to the fore in our darkest hours, an instinct that echoes through the ages, from Pearl Harbor to Beirut, from Mogadishu to Ground Zero, to Flight 93 to right here in the Pentagon. Those in this building that day knew what they were witnessing. It was a declaration of war by stateless actors bent on changing our way of life, who believed that these horrible acts of terror directed against innocents could buckle our knees, could bend our will, could begin to break us and break our resolve. But they did not know us. Instead, that same American instinct that sent all of you into the breach between the fourth and fifth Carters galvanized an entire new generation of patriots, the 9/11 generation. Many of them were just kids on that bright September morning. But like their grandparents, on December 7th, 1941, they courageously bore the burden that history had placed on their shoulders. And as they came of age, they showed up. They showed up to fight for their country, and they're still showing up. 2,800,000 of that 9/11 generation moved to join our military since the attacks on 9/11 to finish the war begun here that day.